I begin my story reminiscing about Mom. I recall the feeling of closeness when I'm with her, the physical proximity as if I were right beside her in a comfortable, warm, and snug place. As an adult now, I can fully acknowledge and understand the struggles she had gone through, her strength and unwavering resilience. I recall for a brief moment the way her tenacity is spilled into her being stubborn and somewhat funnily irreverent. When the lockdown was first introduced and she was stuck at home, she complained that we had bought her food that was just not right or accurate, and in the end, we just had to bring her along to grocery trips. "This woman is unstoppable. You might as well come with us," we would exclaim incredulously. My mind drifts to the journeys my mother had taken from Guyana as a teen to Canada, entering as an illegal immigrant in the first years. I imagine myself in her shoes, feeling the terror of living under a constant threat of deportation, feeling the way I had to live through loneliness, loss, despair, and pain. No, the pain. I imagine myself in one of the stories my mother had recounted. In it, she had fallen under a bus, slipped and hurt herself, but could not call for an ambulance because she was undocumented, and even more terrifying than the hurt was the threat that she would be deported. Just how was she able to pick herself up after that? She was in a car accident recently. She was already having joint issues, and this accident gave her a whiplash and lingering problems with her shoulder, adding to the issues she was already facing with chronic pain in the body and especially in her fingers. She couldn't work after that. The way she slowed down and became dependent on a cane or a chair, became a slave to accessible supports that were not available in her building. The anger and shame of moving through built spaces that neglected, marginalized, and did not care. My mother had taught me to be tenacious, to have mental confidence, and to be ready for when problems are ready to strike. I have carried that into my everyday life, my interactions with peers, my devotion to my faith, my advocacy for the marginalized, and most of all, my ambition for life, my goals, decisions, sacrifices, as a way to honor my mother, this hard-backed woman, this matriarch in the community, this survivor who beat cancer, this goddess who endlessly planted seeds of hope.